shorty didn't quit, it was something in the air. Yeah, he said it was something so appealing, he couldn't fight the feeling, something about it. He knew he couldn't doubt it, couldn't understand it. Branded, since the first kickflip, he landed. Labeled a misfit, a bandit, cocoon, cocoon, cocoon. His neighbors couldn't stand it, so he was banished to the park. Started in the morning, one stopped after dark. Yeah, when they said it's getting late in here, so I'm sorry, young man, there's no skating here. And so he kicked, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And away he rolled, just a rebel to the world with no place to go. And so he kicked, push, kick, push, kick.
Hi everyone, this is Alexis Angicoli, the host of Espressive Espresso. Thank you for tuning into this week's episode. So while school has been out, I decided to start my own little, I guess if you want to call it, hustle. But I decided to homeschool the kids. So I've been doing things like setting up lesson plans, grading homework and assignments. And basically what I wanted to do was I wanted to make sure that they are prepared when they go back to school. In fact, I wanted to make sure that they were ahead. And it's definitely been a learning process. But it's said that the woman of the household is the teacher, nurturer, motivator, etc. And during this process, what I've learned is that teachers are very valuable. But I also needed to step it up a notch because a lot of the subjects that I've been teaching, they don't teach at the school, or maybe not yet. And so these are subjects that are imperative for their advancement to succeed within the community. Subjects like business, economics, technology, and critical thinking. It's been my summer side hustle, if you want to call it. But following last week's episode about failure, I wanted to share a case study about a black business. And that's the purpose of this episode being called Suitcase. I wanted to make it like we're traveling into a different scene. With this black business, I recently saw this article from someone that I follow on Facebook and they shared it. And immediately I was like, this is it. And so I wanted to elaborate on this because I found it very interesting. With this week's episode, I will share the background of the company, their mission statement, and success, and what you can learn from their business to help with yours. Make sure you leave a 5-star review on iTunes, and thank you for continuing to listen. Starting with the article from the Black Business News blog, three childhood best friends are now successful business partners as the owners of a pizza and beer restaurant chain. Clint Gratt, EJ Reed, and Derek Moore, all African Americans, opened Slim Husky's Pizza Berea last year and have since gained popularity, not only for the delicious pizzas, but also for creating opportunities for others in their community in Nashville, Tennessee. The three Tennessee State University alumni, Reed, the Slim, and his college roommates, Moore and Gray, the Huskies, were both former football players, put together their money, which totaled to less than $3,000, and started Slim and Huskies, that features specialty pizzas and locally brewed beers. Their mission, located on their website, states, "Our aim is to bring a fun atmosphere to the neighborhood pizza scene. The tractor in our community logo represents our locally sourced ingredients and locally brewed beer. It also signifies the redevelopment of historic North Nashville, something our three founders take great pride in as Nashville natives." Slim and Husky's first location at 911 Buchanan Street was chosen as an effort to assist in the rebuilding of that special area. In coming to terms with this, what could have stopped them before with this passion project? The restaurant business is risky, and several of the risk factors include inadequate capital, the location, and sometimes disagreements and egos. So let's start with inadequate capital. The trio had a business previously, which was a moving company, and it was successful. So they initially already had the entrepreneur spirit within them and decided to open this passion project with less than $3,000 combined. With this $3,000, they invested in hiring a chef to come up with the final details of their restaurant. And in order to gain feedback, they fed hundreds of their pizzas to the homeless and local community meetings. Let's talk about the location. which was also stated in their mission. And the first location was in an unlikely place, North Nashville. It had a high population of poverty and unemployment compared to other locations in the whole city. At this moment, they could have opened a pizzeria in a different location, but the trio decided to push through. And while pushing through, it led to have the Black influence that is highly noticed in the restaurant. They were able to provide jobs to those who were unemployed and the opportunity to expand to two new locations. Finally, we have ego. Egotism is defined as an exaggerated sense of self-importance. As a business owner, CEO, or business professional, of course, there's a level of self-confidence that has to be present. After all, people look to you for leadership. The founders of the restaurant could have followed several ways to get their ego in the way, including not recognizing when to learn, ignoring opportunities, micromanaging, and overestimating their abilities. Instead, the trio decided, in order to maintain the business as well as the friendship, it's important to set aside their egos and not take on the same roles. Having it separated and staying within their own lane has helped the business be successful. The bigger picture of opening your own business has many factors. Money, of course, building a legacy for your family or name, whether you realize it or not, having the freedom to control your own, being an inspiration, or providing jobs to the unemployed or a certain demographic of people. In this case, Slim and Husky's Pizza Berea set those standards for those reasons and more. So there's several takeaways from this company. One is being strategic within your budget is critical. Second, partnerships with an agenda and not transposing roles work effectively. Third, if your first business was a success, there's no reason not to venture out into a passion project. Fourth, which goes along with the third part, but there's no reason to stay in the box when it comes to business. And finally, even when the clouds around you seem biased, high unemployment rate, racial tensions, and a rundown area, there's always an opportunity to pivot an idea into a success, as with these three best friends have accomplished. Thank you for tuning into this week's episode, and until we meet again, have a great week.